Please turn in your New King James Bibles to Psalm 104. Psalm 104. And we'll read responsively as we usually do. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind. You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. That he may bring forth and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. Where the birds make their nests, the stork has her home in the fir trees. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. This great and wide sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things, both small and great. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May sinners be consumed from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Well, this psalm, I think, is a favorite of many of our children in many ways. And it celebrates Jehovah's care over all his creation. It does not celebrate so much his creating, but his caring for, what we call his providence. And look here, all sorts of things God keeps in control. It is not as some foolishly thought, a couple of hundred years ago, that God created the earth much like a fine watch or a fine clock, and then wound it up and let it go. Now, some of you children who have been to our house know about the one clock I have in my study that belonged to my grandmother. And it has these little balls in it that go around and they slow down and stop, and then they back up and go around the other way and then slow down and stop. Then they speed up and go back around. And that's called an anniversary clock. And it's an amazingly made clock. It can go a whole year without having to be wound up. In fact, it can go 13 months or so. It's pretty amazing. And I just wind it up and I let it go. Some foolish people thought that is the way that God made everything. But it is not that way at all. As we see here in Psalm 104, He takes care of the big things constantly. The moon, the sun, the stars. Here on the earth, the mountains and the oceans, all these big things He takes care of. And they give Him praise thereby. Littler things He takes care of as well. The creatures, what we think of maybe as big creatures on the land, like the elephants, you know, and the hippos, and the leviathans, the sea monsters in the ocean. He takes care of them. But the little tiny things too. The little birds in the trees, and soon we'll be hearing them more and more as it gets to be warmer. And the little fish in the ponds and in the streams and out in the ocean. Here we have in our translation, our New King James Version, that the ocean just teems with them, and so it does. All these things give praise to God. God not only gives them life, but He provides all their needs. In fact, our Lord Jesus Christ in His Sermon on the Mount noticed this, telling people why they should not worry. Not people in general particularly, but especially God's people, why they should not worry. After all, He said, look at the birds of the air. They don't do any farming, do they, children? Have you ever seen a bird doing farming? You ever seen them out plowing or sowing seed or gathering in a harvest? Of course not. That's a stupid thought, isn't it? But God feeds them. God feeds them. God takes care of them. And if He pays attention to little birds, won't He pay attention to you and take care of you? Of course. Jesus also said, well, now look at the lilies. Do you children know what lilies are? They're a kind of flower. In fact, the main lily that grows wild around here, we will see them in about 1, 2, 3 months. About this time in June, the middle of June, these pretty orange daylilies come out, and you see them a lot along the roadside. And they are beautiful. They're very, very pretty. And as a matter of fact, though these aren't lilies, another orange flower comes out at around the same time. It's a kind of milkweed. It's called butterfly weed. All these come out and they are beautiful, bright, cheery, and orange. And Jesus said about that, look, they don't have looms to weave cloth with. In fact, they don't even have distaffs or spinning wheels to make thread and to make yarn. They do not spin, they do not weave, but they are more beautifully clothed. They have more beautiful clothing, in a manner of speaking, than King Solomon in all his glory. And you children know what a rich and famous and glorious King Solomon was. If God takes care of those little flowers, won't He give clothes to you when you need them, children? God will take care of you. And that's what this psalm is all about in so many ways. Jesus cares for us. For after all rule over all things, as the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, starting in about verse 19 and going down through the end of the chapter in verse 23 there, all things are under His control. And all good things He gives to us, His people. And many good things, outwardly anyway, He gives to all people and to all His creation. What's amazing, more amazing, I suppose, is that He does this to a fallen creation. For when Adam ate that forbidden fruit, not only did he cast himself into sin, but all of creation fell with him, and all things are out of sorts. Nothing works as it should altogether. But even in this fallen world, as we saw here as we read responsively this psalm, God continues to care for things. God continues to bless things. God continues overall to be happy with things. And He is bringing things more and more to the way they should be as He brings all things under Jesus Christ, or perhaps more properly, I should say, as Christ Himself brings all things under Himself in order to present them redeemed to His Father, to His Father's joy, His Father's glory. Someday, friends, this world will be set right. Someday, there won't be hurricanes and tornadoes and blizzards. Someday, there won't be lions eating little baby lambs. There won't be mosquitoes biting you. There won't be germs making you sick. Someday all things will be working the way they should, and sinners, as we see here in this last verse, will be consumed from the earth and the wicked no more. For two reasons. One is that those who persist in their sin should be destroyed by Jesus Christ. But the other is that there are many and will be many sinners like you and me who are not destroyed. Our sin nature is destroyed. But we are made new to live and to give God glory for all His care in Jesus Christ. Well, let us sing from this using portion E. Portion E. This is basically the last few verses of praise here in this psalm. Praising God for His care over all things. His care not only for all these other creatures, I forgot to mention this, His care for man as well, in giving him oil and grain and wine. God gives these things even to wicked people in His kindness. So let us give praise to God as the psalmist did as we sing along with him these words from God Himself about the good care of Jesus Christ for all His creation in Psalm 104e.